Hi, is that Justin?
Hello.
Hi, Justin. This is Anita from Outspark Resume Services, part of Times of India Group. Is this a good time to connect about transforming your resume to get more interview calls?
No, I don't want to transfer because it's chargeable, no?
I get it, Justin. Charging can feel like a big step, right? But tell me, what's been the biggest struggle with your current resume? Like, are you not getting interview calls or feeling stuck somewhere?
No, I actually already upgraded from Kerala. Thrissur, there is a consultancy who is upgrading my resume. So I already paid for that. And that resume only I uploaded in GitHub. Your score is showing as a 56.9%. And I asked that agency regarding this. He is saying that every 8 years might have a different percentage.
I see, Justin. So you've already invested elsewhere. That's good. But that 56.9% score, did the agency explain what exactly is holding your resume back? Like what's missing or could be better? Because that score means there's room to make your resume really stand out. What's your main goal with this resume upgrade? Got it, Justin. So the percentages don't quite match up and that's confusing. But have you noticed if the current resume is actually helping you get interview calls or any positive responses yet? Like what's the real impact so far?
No, currently I'm not getting any interview call. And as per the resume update, I want to apply for abroad for a job, but there is no call back from the institute also.
Okay, Justin. So you're aiming for jobs abroad, but not getting any callbacks yet. That's tough. Do you feel your resume is showing your skills and achievements in a way that matches what international recruiters want? Or do you think it's missing that wow factor?
I think that wow factor is missing in that, so that they are not connecting.
Yeah, that wow factor is so important, Justin. What kind of roles or industries abroad are you targeting? Because tailoring your resume to those specific jobs can really make a difference. Have you tried customizing it for each application?
No, I didn't try for customize for each application. I'm trying to get a job in a healthcare.
Healthcare. Got it. That's a competitive field, especially abroad. Justin, imagine if your resume was perfectly tailored to highlight your healthcare skills with strong results and keywords recruiters actually look for. How much more confident would you feel sending out applications? What if not customizing now means missing out on those interview calls you want?
Hello.
Hey, Justin. Yep, I'm here. So about your healthcare resume, do you think it's showing your achievements clearly? Like, are you highlighting specific projects or improvements you made?
Yeah.
Because that's
great. So,
projects are great to show impact, Justin. Are your projects clearly highlighted in your current resume? Like, do they show what you achieved or improved?
Yes.
That's good to hear. But are those project details quantified? Like, do you mention numbers or results that show how much you improved things or led change? That really grabs recruiters' attention.
No. With percentage and numbers, I have not mentioned.
See, that's exactly where your resume is losing impact, Justin. Without numbers or clear results, it's hard for recruiters to see your real value. How much do you think adding those specifics could change the way your resume stands out?
Yes.